welcome Governor Mitt Romney to Iowa.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, you guys. Thank you. Please. You know, I got a call. Thank you. Old friends, I got a call asking if I might be able to come here and do an event for Joni, and I thought, boy, it would be fun to come back to Cedar Rapids. I have, you know, when you run for national office, people think, oh, it must be awful, you know, all the rubber chicken you have to eat, all the nights in hotels that you go to, the fundraisers, the speeches, the adoring press, and... But the truth is, it's a marvelous experience. It's fantastic. I got the chance to meet wonderful people and be in some terrific places. I stayed in a hotel they used to call the Five Seasons. Now it's been changed, I think. It's now called the DoubleTree. And now I know that the flood made a big impact here. It's beautiful, though. The hotel is redone and it's beautiful. This building is still here. You're still here. The best part of Cedar Rapids is the people of Cedar Rapids, and you guys are terrific. Thank you. I have great friends here in this room, and I have friends from all over the state and all over the country, and I'm honored to be here with you. And to tell you why it is, I think Joni ought to be the next United States Senator, because... And you know it's important. You know it's important because the road to real change and a Republican Senate and getting Harry Reid out of that chair he sits in, that road goes through Iowa. And at the head of that road is Joni Ernst. And so, and you know, if you were to take out a dictionary someday, my guess is you could look up Iowan and you'd turn the page and there'd be a picture of Joni Ernst there. And I say that because she's a real Iowan in a lot of respects. Of course, she was raised here and she worked on a farm. She didn't just sit home and needlepoint, as you know. She was actually doing some work on the farm, squealing work on the farm. And then as a young woman, she went overseas. And while there, she saw the passion the world has for freedom and recognized how unique and dramatic is the experience of America and the freedom we enjoy. And she came home and enlisted, became a member of our military. You know, she served in the National Guard, as the general has indicated, and commanded the largest battalion in the Iowa National Guard. But her service did not end there. Her service took her to office in the state capitol, and there she worked with Governor Branstad to do some things to make Iowa, as it is, one of the best places in the entire country for employment. She has proven time and again that she makes a difference, that she makes things happen. And I'll tell you, in Washington, if you want them not just to squeal, but if you want real change, if you want someone to shake things up, Joni Ernst will shake things up in Washington, and that's what we need. Now, presuming that the entire state recognizes how brilliant she is and what a terrific leader she will be and votes her in this coming Tuesday. And you're going to get that job done, right? Absolutely. Well, then in November, the people of Iowa are going to have a choice between someone who, as I said, is a real Iowan, whose picture could be in the dictionary defining an Iowan, who served her country in the military, who's been a wonderful mother, who's also been a leader in the military and a leader in the Senate. You're going to have that choice versus someone who spent his life working as an attorney. Now, there's nothing wrong with lawyers, except we have enough of them in Washington. If we want to shake things up, let's get somebody new there. Now, I can tell you, it really is time for some new leadership in Washington. And I'm not going to spend time talking about all the challenges and failures of the last several years, but our foreign policy has not been what we'd like it to be. We've seen real reversals of the interests of freedom in places like Syria and parts of the Middle East. We've seen Russia now take over Crimea. These have been very difficult times, and the administration's policies and foreign policy have not worked. And then, of course, domestically, it's been a tough time for middle-income families. The middle class has had a heck of a hard time, and you know that. The cost of health insurance, way up. The quality of health insurance, not what it used to be in many cases. You were promised that if you wanted to keep your health insurance, you could. That was not true. And then, of course, the cost of college education is way up. And the cost of energy is up. And you're going to see food prices go up. It's been tough times for the middle class. Joni Ernst is going to go to work to help the people of America, the families of America, and that's why she should be your next senator. So, my friends, it's good to see you again, and I am happy to introduce the next senator from the great state of Iowa, Joni Ernst.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Cedar Rapids. Thank you. It is so great to be back in Cedar Rapids, and I want to start by thanking these wonderful people up here on stage for being such great supporters of me. General Dardis, thank you for your leadership and your service to the people of Iowa. Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds, thank you for your years and years of support from county office all the way up to state government. Thanks so much. And Governor Romney, thank you for being here today. These are wonderful people here on the stage with me today, but I want to take a special thank you for all of you who have come out today to support me in my bid for United States Senate. I could not do it without supporters like these, but I certainly cannot do it without supporters like you. So thank you all. Thank you. And I appreciate those wonderful words, and I am thrilled to have my supporters, not only you, but the folks here on the stage with me here today. Governor Romney is someone that I met many years ago. I was a young company commander who had just returned from overseas. I had just taken office as the Montgomery County Auditor, and someone that worked with Governor Romney's office had called me and said, would you be willing to meet with the governor in a small group setting? And I met with Governor Romney, and I was so very impressed. When we visited, his concern was about our men and women in uniform that were serving overseas, making sure that they were cared for and that what we were doing is right. And I appreciated that so much. Not only is he a huge supporter of our United States military forces, but also their families. He also struck me as such a phenomenal family man. And we share many of those same conservative values. So from that day on, there was no question that I would be supporting this man in whatever endeavors he had. But Governor Romney, thank you for your leadership. So thank you. And it is such a great pleasure again to be back here in Cedar Rapids. And I have spent the last year telling the people of Iowa who I am, really introducing myself to all of you. And I was here a year ago in July and made my announcement that I was going to run for United States Senate in this very building. And I am glad to be back here today with all of you. So now that I've introduced myself to the people of Iowa, they know me as a mother, they know me as a soldier, and they know me as a conservative. They also know me as that little farm girl from Southwest Iowa. And I tell you, we've had a lot of fun with that. We're going to make them squeal, right? So we have had a great introduction out there, and I'm glad to get to know all of you. But what I want today is I want to talk to you a little bit about why I am the candidate that is going to beat Bruce Braley in the fall general election. Thank you. What I'm going to do today is compare and contrast myself with Mr. Bruce Braley. Bruce Braley has voted for one of the largest tax increases in United States history. What do you think about that? And here in the state of Iowa, I have supported, helped push through and pass the largest tax decrease in Iowa history. And we are going to save, Iowa taxpayers and small businesses $4.4 billion over the next 10 years. Now that is a great difference. And so when I go to Washington, D.C., what I believe we need to do is immediately lower taxes on hardworking Americans. Yes, absolutely. We need to do that. But in the long term, you know what we need to do? We need to work to scrap our failing and dysfunctional tax code. And yes, thank you. And let's replace that tax code with something that is fairer, flatter, and simpler. Wouldn't it be great if my husband, Gail, and I could sit down and file our taxes on one piece of paper? Wouldn't that be great? So that is a huge difference between Mr. Bruce Braley and myself. And when I go to Washington, D.C., I'm going to continue to work hard for our hardworking American families. The next difference I'd like to talk about is Bruce Braley's Obamacare. I know that's a favorite of yours, right? Yeah. Well, let me tell you, Bruce Braley, he gave the closing arguments to Obamacare on the House floor. And he still blindly follows it today. But let me tell you what, I am the only candidate in this race that has fought here in the state of Iowa against Bruce Braley's Obamacare. So what I'm going to do when I get to Washington, D.C., I am going to work hard to repeal Bruce Braley's Obamacare and replace it with common sense free market solutions. Let's put your health care choices back into your hands, not the federal government's. Next, I'd like to talk about the Keystone Pipeline. The Keystone Pipeline. Bruce Braley supported the Keystone Pipeline a while back. He did support it, but he's changed his mind with the help of some very liberal California environmentalists. He says no to the Keystone Pipeline. And let me tell you a little secret. Those same California liberal environmentalists are the same ones that are funding his campaign here in the state of Iowa today. So when I go to Washington, D.C., immediately I am going to insist that the president stop playing politics with the Keystone Pipeline and pass it immediately. Let's approve the Keystone Pipeline. Thank you. And then lastly, I'd like to talk about bureaucracy. The federal government has grown so big, and Bruce Braley supports a huge federal government. He supports those endless rules and regulations, the bureaucracy of our federal government. And those rules and regulations are killing jobs here in the United States. But let me tell you the difference between Bruce Braley and myself. Here in the state of Iowa, I have worked with the lieutenant governor, with the governor, with other Republican leaders to take suggestions from Iowans on what rules and regulations out there are killing jobs here in Iowa. And we have worked to start rolling those job-killing rules and regulations back. They are burdensome on our small businesses and employers out there. We want to put Iowans back to work. So that's what we're doing here in the state of Iowa. Thank you. And I can tell you, by rolling back those job-killing rules and regulations over the past 4 years, Iowa's unemployment has gone from over 6% down to 4.3%, making Iowa seventh lowest in the nation. We are at 4.3%, while our national unemployment rate still hovers around 6.3%. That's right. But here in Iowa, Iowa now has more people working than at any other point in Iowa's history. We are making sure Iowa is more business friendly and more of our neighbors, our family members are getting up every day and going to jobs to provide for their families. We are really proud of this. So I'm going to wrap it up and just say that Bruce Braley's way, the Washington way, it's not working. Not working. But let me tell you what, our way, the Iowa way, is working. It is working. So what I want to do as your next United States Senator is take our Iowa way. Let's replace Bruce Braley's Washington way. Let's take our Iowa values to Washington, D.C. What do you think about that? Thank you. So today I am asking for your support and your vote on Tuesday, June 3rd. This is the first step in sending me to Washington, D.C. as your next United States Senator. Thank you. I will be humbled and honored to serve as your next United States Senator. Again, I want to thank Governor Mitt Romney for coming out and supporting today. Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds, General Ron Dardis, thank you for your support. All of the wonderful folks here, we could not make this happen without you. Thank you so much, and I look forward to serving you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Very well done. Congratulations.